Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Vardhman Textiles 3Q FY24 post-result earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Archit Joshi from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to all participants on the 3Q FY24 earnings conference call of Vardhman Textiles. I welcome you all on behalf of B&K Securities. We thank the management for the opportunity to host this call. We have with us today from the management Mr. Neeraj Jain, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Sushil Jhamb, Director for Raw Materials, Mr. Rajeev Thapar, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Mukesh Bansal, Head of Fabric Marketing, Mr. Varun Malhotra, Head of Finance. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Neeraj Jain, Joint Managing Director of Vardhman Textiles, for his opening remarks, post which we can have a round for a question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Archit. Good afternoon, everyone. The results are already announced. There is some improvement in the results, which we can discuss in a couple of minutes. But primarily, the challenge of textile continues to be there. Of course, there is some improvement happening on the demand side, but at the same time, the overall demand is still much less. The capacity utilization across the globe is much less on the spinning side. And even in India, even as of now, the estimated capacity utilization on the spinning side is only about 75%-80% against the normal utilization of 90%+. The second business, on the woven fabric side, things are better. And as of now, the capacity utilization, not only for us but for the others also, is definitely far better compared to what it used to be. And that's the reason there is some improvement happened on the overall fabric side, which is helping the overall improvement on the company side as well. In this period, on the demand side, I think the export continues to be from India almost about 100-105 million kg per month, which is the normal exports from India. The domestic demand seems to be still not to the mark which is required or desired. As a result of that, the overall pressure is still there on the margin side. The improvements on the results have happened, but not because of any price increases happened on the spinning side, but basically for the two reasons. One, some improvement on the capacity utilization of value-added products like melanges or coarse spun, etc. Two, the reduction on the raw material prices. So on the basic products, cotton yarn, PC, I don't think there's any improvement on the yarn prices happened. And whatever improvement we have seen, it's only on account of the reduction on the raw material prices. Starting with the cotton prices, this year, I mean, we started the new season starting somewhere in the month of October, and the prices started coming low. And as of now, the prices are ranging almost about 55,000 rupees a candy in India, which is equivalent to $0.83-$0.84 per pound. The New York future as of now is almost close to about $0.85, which was about $0.80 a week back. So even if you look at an $0.80 mark, which was there for a long period of time, the American cotton availability in India would be on a 1,500 basis points would mean close to about $0.95. And against that, the Indian cotton is $0.84-$0.85 as of now. So definitely, the disadvantage of prices of Indian cotton, which happened continuously in the last 2 years, is not there as of now. Rather, it's favorable, and it is one of the lowest-cost cotton as of now in the world. The season started, and we have also started buying. And since we started utilizing the lower-cost cotton, definitely there was some respite on the raw material cost, which has helped us to improve a little bit on the margin side. As I mentioned, the cotton yarn prices continue to be in the range of about $3 as of now, and no increase at all in these prices. The domestic prices which is almost comparable or in equilibrium, is almost about 250 rupees a kg. And again, since the export prices have not increased, the prices in the domestic market also did not improve. The other products, definitely as we added or as we started utilizing the capacity utilization on some value-added products, so we came out of lots of loss-making products like 100% viscose or maybe 100% poly, which we were making earlier to run the capacity. And to that extent, there's definitely an improvement happened on the margins. The gross margins on a 30-pound basis continues to be almost in the range of about 50-55 US cents only. And the normalized margin is always in the range of about at least 85-90 US cents. So the delta available as of now to the spinner is not more than 50-55 cents as of now. And I think this is a range we are seeing almost for last now 1 year, where the no improvement on the delta is happening. I think on the demand side, if you look at all the four segments, as I mentioned last time also, the home textile was the first one to improve. They're running almost full capacity utilization, and the utilizations over there are better. As a result of that, all the home textile companies' margins and the overall working is quite good. The second segment which started improving was the woven segment. And if you look at last couple of months, even our capacity utilization, we are running almost 100% utilization. Because the demand was better, and the company also worked with all the brands, all the customers very aggressively to sell the products. And as a result of that, the margins are better because of the full capacity utilization started happening. The third segment, which is the denim, I think the worst is over in the denim also, and their capacity utilization, which had come down to about 50% or which was about 50% 3-4 months back, today I think would be in the range of about 70% in India. So to some extent, they are also, I think, looking at the worst is over, and both the denim demand for India as well as outside, it is improved. Knitting is still somewhat under pressure, but I think definitely on the knitting side also, the things are improving, and the utilization on the knitting factories also is improved in this period. We are sure the way things are moving, if this demand continues, probably we'll start looking at the better times very soon, hopefully, as the segment by segment, the demand is improving. And once we see a little more demand on any of these segments, especially if it happens on the denim or on the knitting side, I'm sure whatever capacity, extra capacity the spinning has, that will get consumed and the normalized margins will start happening. Before we talk on the expansion, in the meantime, we have also announced the expansion of Milan business. So we have a plant at in Punjab where we are producing the 100% cotton melange and the polyester cotton melanges. So we are adding some capacity over there. So total capital outlay is in the range of about 200 plus crores, which will give us additional production of 8-9 tons per day. And this is one business which is clearly related with the fashion. And most of our customers are the direct brands, where I think the business is good, margins are good. So we are expanding this business as well. So this is the first expansion we have announced in last 1.5 years after the crisis started happening. And I'm hopeful that if these things continue to improve, we might look at reviving either the earlier project or taking up something new, but I think it's too early for me to announce it as of now. So before we move on to the other things, I'll request Mukesh to give a brief on the fabric side. So then after that, we can discuss on the remaining part of the picture. Okay.
Thank you, Neeraj ji, and good afternoon, everyone. As far as fabric business is concerned, Q3 and Q4 for Indian textiles is anyway better than Q1 and Q2 because we have a lot of demand for the spring summer season, which predominantly is cotton based clothing. That is how it has behaved this year as well. And to some extent, this quarter, this season was better than the corresponding one on account of better demand from especially US and Japan market. In the US market, and that so in the Japan also, and also the Europe, people were struggling with the higher inventories and inflation and fear of recession. we, as we shared in the last call also, the inventory level with the brands has started coming down to normal level. If we track the numbers of some, you know, high ticket brands in the U.S., their inventory had gone up in the range of from 70 days to 90 days, which is now coming down to in the range of 50 to 60 days, which seems to be a normal level for them. So that is why the demand has started coming back from those brands, because in any case, they need clothing for the new fashion cycle. And second, the phenomena that we are seeing now because of disturbance in the Suez Canal, Red Sea area, the transit time has become longer. Now the brands are asking for early delivery for all the orders that they have placed before. They are asking for 2 weeks early delivery. So it is kind of, the total amount of orders remains the same, but it is little pull forward for the orders that they have already placed. So that has helped Indian woven textile segment to a great extent. As Neeraj mentioned, that it seems that from as far as demand is concerned, the worst seems to be over, and we are likely to see better demand in the coming quarters. Similarly, Japan demand from Japan was quiet for quite a long time. After the COVID, the restrictions were longer, and in any way, there were, even though the government had lifted the restrictions, but people themselves were very cautious about going to the malls, going to the shops. That has, so the brands were, you know, buying less. They may be, you know, selling, but the buying was lower than what they were selling. So there also the impact of inventory, inventory has reduced, and they are coming back with the demand. Similarly, the, as I mentioned before, in the US also, if you see that the American import of textiles is 15 to 17% lower, but if you look at America's macro data, their retail sale as compared to corresponding period is 5 to 6% higher. So that shows that they have been reducing the inventories and they have been curtailing the demand, which is now coming back. That's all from my side, Neeraj-ji.
So
hello.
We can start with the Q&A. The remaining thing we can discuss along.
Sure. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Avanish Chandra from Smiths. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for taking my question, and congratulations management team on improved performance. Sir, you did announce some bit of capex for next year, but sir, it is too small. So can we expect a few other announcements during FY25, because the addition of 22,000 spindle would be very low as compared to our overall capacity.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a very small. So my purpose of announcing it was only that at least it looks like we are coming back to the normalization, and we have started announcing the capex. I'm sure, because it's all a factor of the profitability and the right margins, and I'm sure as the things improve, yeah, definitely we have a couple of plans on the drawing board. And as we start finding either a good demand or a good profitability, we'll definitely start looking at it and start implementing that as well.
Okay. And sir, just for clarity purpose, you did announce that 350 crore capex would be there in FY24, which was modernization plus maintenance. So that 350 crore is separate than this 200 crore announcement.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And this 200 crore will come next year.
Yeah, we'll be completing it within, I think, calendar year 24.
Okay. And so this maintenance capex of like 350 crore what we are having in FY24, that will be continued even in the next year.
That's true.
Okay.
Because it's not only the maintenance capex, whenever we are producing things, I think there is always some debottlenecking which keeps coming both on the spinning side, on the fabric side. So to enhance the production or enhance the capability to produce some specialized products, we have to keep adding some of the technologies. So this 350 crore, when we say the maintenance capex, it includes the debottlenecking as well.
Okay, so that will be continued over and over new capacity expansion.
Correct. That's true.
Okay, and sir, you did highlight some bit of factors which will lead to normalization of margins. So today, if you can have some guess, maybe 2-3 quarters onward, can we reach there 14-15%?
No, so the quarterly numbers which you have shown, I think we have the EBITDA margin is already improved to about 14%.
Correct.
So everything depends upon when the yarn prices starts improving, because normally whenever the downtime comes, as seen historically, it was always 2-3-4 months and then the thing starts improving. It's the first time probably we are finding it's more than a year, things have not started improving. So it's very difficult for me to say when the yarn prices will start going up, because fabric is running at full capacity and the margins are also okay. So I don't think there's really any major possibility for that to improve significantly higher than what we are earning as of now. But spinning, which is again another larger business of the company, it can improve only once the yarn price start improving. It's very difficult for me to comment when that will happen.
Okay, and sir, one last question before I stop. Sir, our capacity utilization in all the segment is now near 100%, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir, I will come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Riya from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. So I wanted to ask, how is the freight arrangement? Are we bearing the freight cost? And what kind of incremental freight cost are we looking at?
So all freight negotiations happen on a contract to contract on a month to month basis. So there are no long term contracts with any shipping companies. When we are quoting a business at that time, whatever is the freight, we generally take that into the costing. But the actual negotiations happens on a contract to contract on a month to month basis only.
Okay, so basically we pass on the entire freight cost to our customers, is it right?
No, not really. So the existing business which is already done, if the freight cost increase or decrease, that has to be borne by the company only.
And what kind of incremental freight are we looking at currently because of the geopolitical tension?
So it's only, I think, a couple of markets like Europe or Egypt where the freight has increased. As of now, the other markets remains almost at the same prices. But because the transit time has increased for Egypt and for Europe as of now. Going forward, if the things do not improve and because of the Red Sea, the overall time taken is much higher or the overall availability of the shipping come down, then there would be a definite increase happening across the globe, which has not happened as of now. So our part of business to Europe and Egypt is minuscule as of now, so it's not really significant for us as on today.
So for us, exports, how much would be U.S. and would you give us geographical distribution?
On the yarn side, there's hardly anything which goes to the U.S. or to the Europe directly, because these are all centers.
Yes.
Most of the yarn or the fabric would go to the Asian countries where the garmenting would happen, and the finally garment would go to the U.S. or to the Europe.
And for fabric?
No, fabric also, I think wherever the garmenting would happen, or fabric will go to that side. US and Europe, they don't do the garmenting. They don't do the manufacturing.
Got it. And in terms of what would be the current export growth in last quarter?
For country or for us?
For us.
So we generally do almost 30%, 35% of our manufacturing, we do the exports, and that continues for us. Whatever is our capacity utilization, almost one third goes for the export, both fabric and yarn together.
Do we see this increasing going forward since the domestic demand is a little sluggish?
No, again, one is the demand is sluggish, or second is the whatever the customer, because when I'm saying the export, it is a direct export. Then whatever we are selling to the domestic market, again, a major part of that goes for the export as by way of a garment, or by way of the value-added products from India. So it's not really that the demand is less, so we can export more. Wherever we get the opportunity, we keep doing the same. So it's not any strategy that we have to increase the exports. Depending upon the opportunity and the right prices, we take a decision.
And what would be the yarn, cotton yarn spread as of now?
55-60 cents.
55 to 60 cents. I think in the peak it went up to 110 or so. What would be your break-even spread?
So generally, the figure for a right margin is always said that about $1 should be a good spread. The break would even would happen most of the cases in the range of about 75 cents or so.
75 cents. Got it. And for cotton, what is your outlook on the commodity as a whole? Like, what is the output like? So reading, like, the output is like 7 to 8% higher this year. So do we see the raw material prices going down further in the premium as compared to the US cotton going down?
So it's very difficult to predict what will happen to the New York future and what will be changes happening there. I can't really comment on that. So assuming this is the price, 85 cents is the price in USA, then we have to look at what should be the Indian prices. Indian prices will get determined by two things. One, that how much should be the discount from the American cotton, which normally is in the range of 7 to 8 US cents per pound. So as of now, that discount is higher. So as of now, that discount is almost like 13-14 US cents. So what is the in India, we are also driven by the minimum support price. So that if the Nirma prices goes below 7,000 rupees, then the government is committed to buy the crop from the farmers through the Cotton Corporation of India. So CCI is also already doing those operations. So possibility of prices going below these prices in India is not possible at all. Because then the CCI buy the entire cotton. So practically, whatever is the prices ruling in India today, that's what will make the kind of a lowest prices.
So currently, Shankar Teck prices is at 55,000, if I'm not wrong.
Correct. Correct.
And you think that this would be a fair enough consolidated sustainable level? It
Yeah.
cannot go lower than this.
No, it can't go lower than that. It can increase, depending on, as I mentioned, because in Indian cotton is at a discount today. It can increase, but the possibility of going it below this doesn't seems to be there.
Got it, got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Anik Mitra from Finnomics Solutions Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Congratulations for good set of numbers, sir. Sir, the yarn price, as you said, it is hovering around 250 rupees per kg. And sir, cotton spread you mentioned, Indian cotton and yarn spread in the domestic market is around rupees 60. Is it the correct right information?
Yeah.
Oh, acha. And sir, in the international, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, in the international market, Indian cotton and yarn spread is 55 to 60 cent. Am I correct?
No. Even India also, this is almost 60 US cents equivalent only.
60 cents. Okay.
Right.
So that is in the domestic market as well as in the international market.
Export and Indian market, the prices of yarn are almost in equilibrium. There's always there's a gap of only 1 or 2 rupees here and there.
Okay. And sir, what is the spread of US cotton and yarn at this point of time?
No, that's also same because normally whatever is the yarn made out of the US cotton that gets at a premium of 15-20 US cents on the yarn side. So the spread for US-based cotton will also be same. Not in India because India we have to pay a duty. So I'm talking of a US cotton someone using outside India, maybe let's say in Vietnam or in Sri Lanka or in Indonesia. So they'll also be having the same spread. India, it is less because we have to pay 10%-11% duty on imported cotton.
Okay. So in the international market, US cotton and yarn spread and Indian cotton and yarn spread are same.
Correct.
Okay, great. And sir, What is your EBITDA margin guidance?
So as of now, I'm not in the position to give, for the last couple of quarters, we are not in the position to give any guidance on these numbers because we have seen all these kind of disruptions where the capacity utilizations are not improving and the prices of cotton has really, really varied too much. So for the last couple of quarters, till the time the normalcy comes, we are not in a position to give any guidance because it could be really, really different for me to predict what will happen next quarter.
Okay. Sir, your EBITDA margin, EBITDA has improved up to a certain extent this quarter. So what's actually factored, like there was some improvement in the gross margin also this quarter. So sir, is there any other expenses, what made this improvement?
So basically the two biggest advantages which have come where this has improved, one, the full capacity utilization on the fabric side, where definitely the margin is all costs are already absorbed. Two, the prices of cotton have come down. So once we are using the cotton which is much lesser or which is at a right price today, so the margins have improved.
Okay. And sir, any plan for capacity, increase in capacity for the facilities which are running at 100% utilization at this point in time?
I think as of now, of course, we are working various ideas, but we have announced a small capex of 100 crores yesterday.
200 crores. Okay.
For the remaining, we are still evaluating.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Thank you. That was from my side, sir. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avneet Anand from 3P Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. First, I just wanted to understand this EBITDA margin 14% that you're talking about, it includes the other income, right?
Yes.
So what part of other income is a bit operational in nature out of the 1890 crore that we earn?
It's having two, three components. So one is that investment income is there, then forex gains are there. So these are the main components out of these. And dividend also includes a dividend from a group company which is being received in this quarter.
Okay. Okay. Secondly, this 200 crore capex that we talked about, what is the revenue potential for that, sir?
Generally, in a spinning side, I think it's only about 1:1 capital output ratio.
Okay, so 200 odd crore can be at 90%, 100% for utilization. Yeah. So one of the other things that we have been investing in our, you know, debottlenecking and maintenance, etc. over years, and annually we see 200, 300 crore, you know, investment. Just trying to understand while, you know, we have been investing and we are at, you know, global standards, if you can talk on from an industry perspective, while we keep talking that India has a large spinning base, is the industry also putting a similar type of money on capex? I mean, otherwise, you know, the number of 50 million spindles that we talk about is actually just a number play number rather than the output being there, right?
So if we look at the Indian spinning industry, the total supply of spindles in India in a normal year is in the range of about 2.5 million spindles per year. And out of that, it's generally about 30% or 40% will be the new expansion, and or 50% will be the new expansion, 50% will be the replacement happening. So practically, I think the overall modernization in India may not be happening more than 1.25 million spindles a year. The two happened in last primarily 7, 8, 9 years only. So if we try to estimate the overall machine park of India, there are a large number of mills which are very small in size and having an average spindles of about 20,000-25,000 spindles only is a pretty large number. I don't think there really major modernization has happened in those machines, in those factories. So maybe the larger groups or the organized players, the modernization
just getting
it. Hello.
Sir, I believe that was from the line of the current questioner, Mr. Rauni Dhanand. I had to mute his line. So we'll as of now remove him from the question queue and we'll ask him to join back in case if he has any questions. The next question is from the line of Mr. Varun Gajaria from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just had a question on how is the demand faring in China and Bangladesh markets? It seems like there was a wage hike and plus demand was a little sluggish in Bangladesh in the last 2 months. So how are things looking there? And, consequently, there's been a slow.
So the China demand is definitely on growth from the normalized levels. The Bangladesh has been off and on. Of course, some months are good, some months are bad, but the overall demand from the Bangladesh is okay. There's no issue at all. China, definitely the demand is much lower.
Okay. So so the factory and everything, all issues have been sorted out, right, in Bangladesh?
Sorry?
Yes, that is sorted out.
Okay. All those issues are so due to that, and due to the wage hike and everything, has there been any impact on the demand or probably on the realization? You know.
No, Neeraj ji, may I answer, Kara?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So the wage increase issue is settled between the trade unions and the manufacturers union, and that got settled about 3 to 4 months back, and. The good part is that the many customers in the US and Europe, which are the major markets for them, those customers are taking cognizance of the increased wage cost, and it leads to about 2 to 3% increase in the price of the finished product, which customers are accommodating. So that issue more or less is settled.
Okay, so more or less the hike has been passed on, right, to the customers. The customers seem comfortable then.
Yes. Yeah. So we are not directly impacted by that, but this is the information that we receive from our customers.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for taking my question.
Thank you. Participants who wish to join the question queue may please press star and one now. Participants may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Janak Kumar from Value Research. Please go ahead.
Actually, this is Janak Kumar. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, but your voice is sounding a bit echoing. Could you please use the handset in case?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So my name is Sanat Kumar, not Janak Kumar.
I'm sorry for that. I'll make the change, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the question of the session. Last time in the con call, I asked about the aspect of, you know, that the business at this moment is growing. If the cotton prices go down and if they go up, if the volumes go down or the margins and the margins go down. So what are the plans of the company to, you know, have market penetration or market development or product development or any kind of diversification strategy that Vardhman is looking at, you know, to expand the existing business?
So there are two ways we have to look at it. One is a diversification on the customer side. Second is a diversification on the product side. And we are working on both the ideas. So more and more customers are joining us. More and more brands, we are working with them so that our overall diversification on the customer side will improve. At the same time, there are different sections within the spinning as well as within the fabric region which are working on the various new ideas, new fabrics, new yarns. And that's a regular process where we are developing those products, showing it to the customers, showing to the their designers, and in collaboration with them, these new products are being developed on a regular basis. It's an ongoing process for years together.
Okay, but there is no, you know, announcement as such about you entering a new market or...
No. So since it's all part and parcel of the existing businesses only, because sometimes this customer will buy, sometimes not, sometimes A product will sell, sometimes B product. So I don't think that's really, or that has so significant at any stage that it has to be announced. It's an ongoing process for years together. We continue for years together.
Okay, and the last question is related to technical textiles. So do you see any traction for the company to enter it on a larger scale?
I mean, as of now, frankly, no.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Naman Jain, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Can you hear me?
Sir, yeah. May we request you to use the handset mode in case if you're using the speaker mode, please?
Hi, is it better now?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, great. Okay, first of all, congrats for the good results. We all aware that, you know, no doubt the company has done quite well in last 5-6 decades and four generation is going on now. But yeah, I look for the macro factors. Like, I remember an earlier discussion, we used to discuss China plus one thing or competition from Bangladesh or Vietnam. What's the situation now? I mean, is it a risk? Because specifically China, which is on a big turn slowdown, and the macros are quite bad these days. So it's still a possibility or a risk for the you know, company. And number two, are we looking for, I mean, on the similar lines, are we looking for extra, you know, export thing if it's another opportunity for us, you know? Thanks.
So this definitely looks like an opportunity only if a China Plus continues, because if they slow down, they are very strong on the spinning side, they're very strong on the other products also. If the China doesn't do the garmenting, this garmenting would go to some different countries, maybe Vietnam, maybe Sri Lanka, maybe Bangladesh, or maybe India, and so on. So as we, as a textile product manufacturer, basket of products of both spinning and fabric, we have the opportunity or we have the possibility to sell to those markets. And in case the garmenting happens in India, in any case, that's a great opportunity for all the textile mills in India to supply that material to the Indian garmenters. So this is definitely an opportunity only.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ankit, who is from Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir, your line is audible.
Yeah, thank you for taking up my question. I want to understand the value chain of textile industry. So how much cotton is required to manufacture yarn and how much yarn is required to manufacture fabrics? Just a broad understanding about the value chain.
So generally, the realization for cotton yarn, it's about 70%. So you have to use 1.4 kg of cotton to produce 1 kg of yarn.
Okay.
And from the yarn to fabric, the wastage is in the range of about 7-8% only.
Okay, if you can give an example of how much is required to manufacture fabric from 1 kg of yarn.
So the the fabric 3 meter is equivalent to 1 kg. So to produce 3 meter fabric, you require 1.1 kg of yarn.
Okay, thank you so much. And I actually missed your opening remarks. So what is the CapEx which you have planned?
So we have announced 220 crores of CapEx specifically for an expansion. In addition to that, our normal or a maintenance CapEx is always in the range of about 300-350 crores a year.
So how much spindle capacity that will be?
We'll be adding to about 15,000 spindles.
Okay. What is the current realization for a gray and processed fabric? Hello.
Mukesh.
Hello. What do you want?
What is the realization, current realization for gray and process side?
Realization means price realization,
yeah.
Rupees per meter?
Yeah, price realization. Yeah, price.
Yeah, we largely sell the finished fabric, and finished fabric is about 180-185 rupees per meter. So our gray selling is very low, and that depends upon what is the product mix at that time. But still, if you want to take an average, for the same fabric that we sell as finished, the gray should be in the range of about 110-115.
Okay, and how much is internally consumed or yarn is internally consumed for fabric?
It's about one third of the yarn we consume in-house.
Okay, one third of yarn. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Or little lower, yeah.
Little lower. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my question was on the export, on the export side. You said that there aren't any issues currently because of the Red Sea crisis, because we primarily export to Southeast Asian countries and Bangladesh. But they ultimately export to the US and the European countries. So because of the Red Sea crisis, it might be, aren't they currently facing any slowdown in orders, which is trickling down to us as well?
Mukesh, can you answer?
Yeah. So you want to know that this Red Sea issue, how is that impacting business?
Yes.
So actually, what has happened is that because the transit time is now increased, the customers in the US and Europe, they are wanting to ex-mill the goods 2 weeks in advance.
Sorry? I couldn't understand.
So if the, let us say, if the original planned date for the goods to be shipped was, say, end of February, now they are asking the suppliers to ex-mill the goods by 15th of February. So they are wanting 2 weeks advance delivery.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, for the garment shipments, whether it is from India or from Bangladesh, normally the freight cost is borne by the buyer only. So no impact on the exporters as much as far as garments are concerned.
Okay. So ultimately, there's no impact on the business for us at all
No.
in
No, no, no.
Okay. Got it. So that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Vineet Anand from 3P Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just two data points. I think the employee expense seems to, you know, be in the earlier used to be in the range of 190-200 crore. That is like 225 crore. So is this a new normal or is there some extraordinary there?
It's almost new normal. I think if I look at on a 9 months to nine base, month basis, increase is about 10% only. It's new normal.
Okay. And other expense has some hedging gains, right?
Yeah. So there is some commodity derivatives losses which we had provided in the past 6 months. So there's a partly reversal of that.
Okay. And last one, sir, this Bangladesh had its revision in the labor cost or something. Is there any material change in the competitiveness of that country with us, or it's it's irrelevant for us?
With the new agreement they have done, this continues to be lower than us.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe their cost has increased, but at the same time, they're still better competitive to us in on the overall labor cost.
Okay, sir. Thanks. Those were my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar from Determined Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I think just one question. Almost a year and a half back, we had these FTAs with UAE and Australia. So any sort of impact that we are starting to see from these geographies on our business, especially Australia, which I'm made to understand imports majority of their yarns and fabric. the governments for that matter. Any sort of traction coming in from these markets?
There is no government outside Australia. So they only buy the garments only. So frankly, from our business perspective, there is no direct impact because we don't export the yarn or we don't export the fabric in a big way to that country because there's no garmenting happens in that country. So only all these advantages comes to our company only in an indirect way. If they start buying more garments or home textiles or those kind of things from India or from the other countries where we supply our material. But directly, there is no impact on us at all.
Okay. And anything on the UAE side? Sort of supposed to be a gateway to Middle East, so to speak, but I don't know.
No. Again, for us, we are only a textile material manufacturer. So wherever the garmenting is happening, we'll be selling only to those countries.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Resham Jain from DSP Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just a broader question on the overall the capacity which we have and how much incremental revenue can come from that. So if an assumed cycle to improve, let's say with 10% kind of price increase across yarn and fabric, should one assume that your revenue should also overall increase by 10% given that your capacity utilization is closer to 85-90%? Or do you have spare capacity to sell more?
No. So I think it'll only be price improvements which can improve the top line. Otherwise, I don't think in terms of capacity utilization it's correct.
So the Q3 run rate is at almost peak utilization?
Correct.
Okay. So the second question is from the overall strategy perspective, if one look at, let's say, next year, given your initial commentary and your colleagues also mentioned about it, that we are seeing some green shoots in terms of demand improvement. Destocking related stuff also is gradually coming down. So let's assume that next year cycle is going to improve and you decide to set up a capacity now. How much time will you take to set up capacity, whether it is in spinning or whether it is in fabric?
So from planning to the commercial production, either on a fabric side or on a spine, it's generally in the range of about 12 months.
So the question, sir, is that obviously whenever scenario is not that good, it may not look like one should do capex. But given that there is always cycle, and cycle, if it is going to improve, let's say next 3 months, 6 months, whatever, no one knows. We are already have a decent amount of cash generation from the existing business itself. I'm not including the cash which we are holding, then how should we think about growth? Because as a company, we are then curtailing our growth because then again, there will be a cycle a year after or 2 years later. So whenever cycle comes back, we will not be there with our capacity. So how should one think about the overall strategy from the growth perspective?
Resham, your first assumption is correct, and I also agree with you that whenever we are in a position to utilize full capacity, we should start looking at, even if the business is not good, because it's all cyclical business, one or the other day it will get corrected. So there's no issue to that extent. I think at this this particular time, our major concern comes from the policy in terms of the possibility of import of cotton or not. Because in case we do not, because last year has been a very bad year where the lobbying happened by most of the farmers, and they could bring the crop in a way where they were getting a prices based upon the landed prices of cotton, which was including the duty. This year there's a reversal of that, and these kind of holdings have not happened. So scenario where you are not here, because if the local prices increases and you can't import for even a crop failure or any those kind of things, then there's a concern. I think more related with the thought process on the raw material availability at the right prices. unless that's ensured, I think it could be actually not prudent to go in for a very, very big expansion. That's our view as of now.
So, sir, let's say now, given that cash is not a problem with you, and if you see, because we have not done any acquisitions in the past, is there any acquisition opportunity to utilize cash? Because anyways, you are not doing buybacks and giving large dividends. You are just keeping cash. And you explained that in the last calls about it, that you will, there is a safety capital which is needed. But there is no definition of how much is that safety capital amount being. So how should one think about, because ultimately growth is suffering. And I understand there are growth, there are policy related challenges and which are important things. So how are you thinking about the same?
So we are very clear that this is an anomaly which has happened. This has to get corrected. So sooner it happens, it will be better for the entire industry. So we are hopeful that the government will be looking at it passionately, and definitely there should be or could be some policy decision to remove this anomaly. But unless that happens, then adding a bigger capacity would be a bigger issue or a bigger concern going forward. At the same time, I think definitely, this is purely on the spinning side, but when it comes to the fabric, the risk of cotton prices to the proportion of cotton prices to the final product is much less, and the impact is also much less. So definitely we are looking at some potential possibilities of improving or increasing that business, where we could utilize part of the cash. We could actually improve our market penetration as well as the capacity. So there are ideas both on the spinning on the fabric side, where we are considering it very actively. Maybe it's a matter of time when we start implementing and start announcing it.
Okay. So just a couple of bookkeeping questions. If you can help with the consolidated gross debt and consolidated gross cash. Not standalone, consolidated.
So, as of now, we are having long-term debts of about 1,100 crores on our books. And short-term debts are in the range of crores as of now. Investment side, we are carrying investment of about 1,100 crores as of now.
1,100 crores you mentioned, sir? Okay, sorry, I couldn't hear, but I'll maybe talk separately. Thanks.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Anik Mitra from Phenomics Solution Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my repeat question. Sir, what is the average life of Spindle? Hello? Am I audible? Hello?
Yes, please.
What is the average life of a spindle?
Spindle?
Yes, sir.
So the spindle can live about 5 years.
Excuse me, sir. There has been a bit of a disturbance coming from the management line, from the line of Ms. Purva Bhatia.
Is it okay now?
It is okay, but whenever you are about to speak, the disturbance comes.
So the average life is almost 5 years.
Sir, you are not audible.
But both are on air condition.
Sir, voice is breaking. No, your voice is breaking. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Are you audible?
Now it's better.
It's fine now.
It's better now.
Okay.
So I was asking life of a spindle? Sir, can you please repeat that?
Yeah, spindle's life is almost 25 years.
5 years?
25 years.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And sir, in the home textile division, like volumes which were shifting from Pakistan to India during crop loss in Pakistan, so what is the current situation? Like, does it sustain to India now, or like it again went back to Pakistan?
No, I understand they are running full capacity utilization, the home textile people, so that volume continues in India as of now.
Okay, again, there is a disturbance.
What I'll do is I'll disconnect your line and I'll reconnect you back in the call, so just give me a moment.
Amen.
Gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. The management line is connected back.
Hello?
Mr. Mitra, you can please repeat your question.
Yeah. Sir, if you can repeat the home textile volume related question.
So the whatever volume has, now we are in a position to sustain, and all the home textile companies are doing almost for the
Hello?
Yes.
Sir, you are not audible at all. Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, now it's better.
So, on your question, I can answer that. The home textile people, as of now in India, they are running full. So, we can reasonably assume that the business is here only.
Sir, another one question, take it from the transcript, it was not audible. If you can answer one another question regarding the employee cost, as you mentioned, going up employee cost from 6% of the top line a year back to 10% of the top line in the recent quarter. So you were saying it is a new. Question is, when another 200 crore of CapEx done, what would be what employee cost addition we can see? Like it will be in the same range, or any further addition in percentage term will be witnessed?
No, it will be on any capacity because these are all expansions, the existing location. So any existing locations, the marginal employee cost will always be lower.
It will be in the same range in percentage term, percentage of the top line term.
No, it will be lower than.
Okay, fine, sir. It's a severe problem in the audio, so I will get the answer hopefully from the transcript. Sure. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing remarks.
Yeah. So thank you very much for all for joining this call. And as we have mentioned that there are industry related challenges because of the demand and other concerns, but definitely internally whatever we can do as management in terms of taking best use of this situation and looking at cost optimizations or maybe the further possibility to sell products or maybe the customers diversification, the new products, etc. There are lots of work going on in the company and both the businesses. And I'm sure the result of the same, whatever we are showing the margins, I think is a part in that. And in the times to come, it will keep improve. It should keep improving only. So as management, whatever transparently we can do, we can share. We are always there to share our thoughts on the industry side as well as the company side. And definitely it looks like as of now, it looks like the worst is over and maybe we could look at a better time in the times to come as the demand is slowly improving. Of course, as I mentioned earlier also, still lots of capacities unutilized the entire globe. But I'm sure the things are improving and we hope to see definitely a far better next year.
So let's hope for the best. And thank you very much for your patronage and all the and your commitment to our company. And we are definitely very, very thankful to all the investing community for the same.
Thank you. On behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.